entering the business zone of Kello News Talk 1320 107.9. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, and it's the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. And now, here is your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning. I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business. It's show number 720. 720 in our original It's Your Business series. The Rev has everything under control this morning.
So far, we'll see. We got a whole hour to go here, Bill.
Now, I have to tell
you. We'll see
you,
how it goes.
I come down, get ready to go on the air. Rev is always one of these arrive at 9:02 for a 9:07 show. At 8:58, I come down and my good friend Dave Austed says, there's a nut out here you need to see. There's a nut you need to see.
So I wanted you out there, so now there's two nuts. Cause there's and now there's this like, 18-foot big old planter's nut truck out in front of the studio. And I thought,
nutmobile.
Who would like a picture more than Bill? Because you are a publicity hound. So we got a picture of Bill and I in front of the big nut. So,
With Dr. Max. And the crew. Absolutely. With the nutmobile.
Yeah, and how'd you like to be traveling around the country just in a nutmobile? That would be a little weird, but
I'm a little worried that the nutmobile and the the big wiener dog truck
don't
are
get those
in town
two together.
At
don't
get those same two time. Together. And they have time off.
Oh, boy. Be careful there, Bill. Be careful. Yeah.
All right. Anyway, it was nice of you to take me out.
Well,
Brownie, you got a picture of that.
I know anytime you get a chance to get your picture taken, you are right there for it. And I thought, what better thing to have a little nut in front of a big nut there? And so there you go.
I thought for sure it was my orange pants that you finally found.
I'm still working on it, man.
Ricky Fowler was injured. He doesn't care right now.
Ricky Fowler and you are not the same size, big boy. I hate to break that to you.
When's the last time
I can ask him for another pair? Because I know he's got a few, but I don't think that's going to do you any good.
There you go. All right. Who's in the show today? Well, of course,
me.
You've listened to Dave Austed, who knows a big nut or two. He's got 10 stores. Of course, two of those in Sioux Falls. Adam Scott and John Miller, Golf Addiction. They have two, and who knows, they may have a third one soon. Paul Doherty, Golf Etc. The Bagmeister will be with us this morning. Randy Dierheim, Mr. Pinnacle, who puts the perspective on golf and life in the same paragraph. And, of course, we have the docs. We have Dr. Max Reinecke, who was first one in the building. He beat the nuts here this morning.
He did, actually.
Yep. He beat all the nuts that were in the studio.
Careful, big boy. Careful.
And Dr. Tim Liebert in Specialty Orthopedics, who was the winner last week in the Yahoo! The Business of Golf Fantasy. All right, that's the start. Yep. How come you and I didn't do better last week?
It was kind of an odd tournament, and of course I had one guy that missed the cut, so I was kind of toast from the beginning. But it was a good tournament. We got to get some excitement going. The next couple of weeks are going to be fun because we have the local tournament. Basically, this is as local as it gets in Quad Cities this upcoming weekend at the John Deere Classic, which is a lot of fun to watch. You want to see guys making birdies, this will be the week. And then right after, that's British Open. So the winner of the John Deere Classic, they have a charter waiting for him in the Quad Cities Airport.
And the other players that agree to play.
Absolutely.
Which isn't a bad gig.
And they fly him right from Quad Cities direct over to overseas to, where is it at? Royal Lytham? Is that where
the bridge? I think it is.
Yeah, okay. So... Yeah. Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be fun to see. So the next couple of weeks will be good. And then there's two more weeks, and then you have the PGA. So this summer is humming. It is just blowing by. And it's kind of amazing that we're already at the British Open. But the wonderful thing is you get to watch in the morning, and that'll be fun. And the really cool thing is when the British Open is on, starting at 7 a.m.
Don't you love that?
I do. You get up and have breakfast, and you watch live golf. It's great. And I'm doing something special because, you know, Bill, that's the way I give. I just want to give back.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is breaking news.
This is breaking news. I just want to give something back. Next week, in addition to Jazz Fest, in addition to the British Open, we have, for the first time ever, an Austed's Warehouse sale in the middle of the summer. Never done it before. I just want to give something back. So you've got your whole weekend scheduled for next weekend. You've got Jazz Fest in the evening. You got British Opener in the morning. In the afternoon, you're going to come out and you're going to bring your Visa card, and you're going to unload on a lot of really good deals at Austed's during our warehouse sale. Starts Thursday, 6 a.m. Yeah.
British Open will be 6 hours old at that.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. We'll have the TVs on so you can watch the British Open while you're shopping. But most of your listeners probably have been to one of Austed's warehouse sales before. We have people coming in 200-300 miles away for this sale. It's crazy. We actually bring the merchandise to our back room on our East 10th Street location, and we just rock it. We just really work to move it. And I've told you before, this year started out cold and then went to wet. So we had manufacturers who were a little desperate. I'm now getting a little desperate because I got a lot of merchandise I need to move. We're doing a middle of the summer warehouse sale next week. So make sure you mark it down. Who would have thunk it? Well, I just want to give a little something back, Bill. That's the way I roll.
Now, I told you I would roll a cash out for 3 shirts.
Yeah.
And they had to be as bright of orange as you could find.
I can do
you
it.
You walk in talking nuts, no orange this morning.
I'm working on it,
What's
man.
What's the deal here? You got 10 stores. You couldn't find 3 shirts?
Yeah, I'll get there.
I know where I belong.
No, I'll get there, man. I'm going to make it happen. I will make it. I've actually got some orange shirts in my closet, but we're not exactly the same size, so we'll find them, man. What is it about orange different. For you? Why do you want to look like a pumpkin /
University of Tennessee?
University or a
Tennessee orange.
Road construction
4
girl.
Years
what is,
at
oh,
UT.
Okay,
in
that
Tennessee,
makes sense.
110,000
yeah,
people
sense.
Will make you orange
they will.
Fanatic.
And, of course, Ricky is from Oklahoma, so that's why he
Oklahoma
likes
State.
Oklahoma
different,
State.
Different shade of
right,
orange.
Right, right. I'll get to work, man. I will get to work. I apologize. I've let you down. I feel awful.
You have.
We will make you look good. And that's saying something, dude. That's
all right. Now, just guessing before I saw your picks, and you and the guy that won last week were the last ones to get the picks in.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I just knew for sure you'd have your Wisconsin connections.
I always have my Midwestern boys.
Plus your Iowa boy,
yep.
who is a neighbor
yep.
out there in Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Yep, big Zach Johnson. He's playing close to his home turf. Quad Cities are about 60 miles from Cedar Rapids. And Steve Stricker actually has the ability to go play the British Open the week after. He's not going to do it. He's an amazing guy. The guy's only playing. This is like his 12th event. He said he's going to, you know, just kind of be with his family, be around and all that. And he's doing incredibly well. I mean, he's proven that you can play golf part-time and still do really well.
All right, let's get to your picks. And the first one you've picked, I've got a question about. Because Charlie has got personal problems. He is still playing this week, but he is not playing the British.
Yeah.
Because of a personal matter that kind of jumps up and says, oh, you can play in the farm field, but you can't play across the pond.
I did not hear that. This is Charles Howell III, who is from Augusta, Georgia. I have him down winning the tournament as my A player, and my...
Well, he's not looking ahead.
No, he's not. No, I think he's a good player. You don't necessarily need a lot of length at Deer Run. The course is not that long, and if you're accurate, you can hit some. You can have some goal, some birdies. So he's my A player. Ryan Moore is on the bench. My B players. Midwestern boys, I got 2 Wisconsin guys, an Iowa boy, and then Jordan Spieth, who won it last year.
Who wears Texas orange.
Okay, great. Okay. You guys should have a club. That's awesome. that's really nice. And then my C player is Harris English, and on the bench is the slowest player in the world, Kevin Na. He has the shortest name and the slowest player.
But he has gotten better.
He has gotten a little better, but he is you talk about a head case. Oh, my gosh. That guy, he stands over a ball about a minute and a half, and you're like, come on, dude, hit the ball. And you've played with golfers like that. Doesn't that drive you crazy when people do that?
It does.
Hit the ball. Move on.
It doesn't make a lot of difference.
It doesn't. Absolutely not. You get up, you got guys like Craig Stadler. He's actually got the swing going before he even gets up to the ball. He just, boom, goes. And he's a good golfer. You don't need that stuff. So, anyway, Kevin Na's on my bench.
All right. The big thing to know is that next week,
yes.
the big summer warehouse sale. It's the middle of summer. Why wouldn't you do a summer warehouse sale in the middle of summer anyway?
Well, I probably will.
Had
I will.
To.
I will. This will be so successful. I will be making millions, and I will go, I am such an idiot. Why didn't I do this?
And you and I will do
ago?
A tour of all 10 stores.
We will do that. That would be fun. And you
take
will
the
be
nut
wearing,
truck.
We'll take the nut truck. We'll be wearing orange, and we'll go tour, and we'll do live broadcasts from all over the stores in the Nutmobile.
I'm
that
in.
That'd be awesome. And we'd have all the peanuts we want. It'll be great.
The guys in the white jackets are waiting for us.
Yeah. The nutmobile will make one stop before it keeps going.
Padded nutmobile.
Padded nutmobile.
That's as far as we're taking this nut.
Yeah, I thought we behaved ourselves pretty well. I was thinking we were going to go down some paths there with a nutmobile and the Oscar Mayer Wiener thing coming in tomorrow. We could have really gotten some serious trouble.
Dave Austin, 10 stores. But there's no broadcast like with Dave Austin. The business of golf. How could it be any other?
Yeah, we will make your golf game better. Come see us. We're open all weekend and custom fit for free. So we want to see you. And we might even give you a free bag of nuts if you show up. We'll see.
Cost me a quarter to let him park. All right. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about golf addiction. They've got a big scenario for July. All a part of the business of golf. One of the It's Your Business experts that's well known in the Sioux Falls area is Dakota Radon Mitigation's Mike Austin. Mike is from the Austin family, yes, a part of the A-Team. In addition to doing the radon work in the metro area, recent road trips took him to Artesian, Brookings, Yankton, Milbank, and Viber. His A-Team professionally certified mobile radon mitigation unit reaches all over our listening area.
In eastern South Dakota, Minnesota, and Iowa, radon gas is a major factor in the homes of our lives. Check the official South Dakota website, sd.gov, and go to the health department to get a radon test kit. A 2011 South Dakota report showed that the average home in South Dakota that does test high for radon is over twice the recommended level. If you need help with a test, whether it be for a house sale, closing, or just concerned about the safety of your family, call Mike Austin, the A-Team, at 201-4704. If you need radon mitigation, I'm right here.
At Specialty Orthopedics with Dr. Tim Lee Burton, you don't need a referral and you don't need to wait. If you have pain or an injury, do what Vicki did.
I've been having trouble with my knee. I called a couple of the other places that I had previously been to. Either needed a referral to get in or needed to wait a month to get in. So I scheduled the appointment with Dr. Lee Burton, called him on a Monday, got in on a Tuesday, and he scheduled the surgery for 2 days later.
At Specialty Orthopedics, you'll get quick attention from Dr. Tim Lee Burton himself, not someone's assistant or mid-level.
The staff there has been absolutely cooperative and friendly about everything. Dr. Lee Burton took an extra amount of time on my first follow-up appointment. I was just surprised at how interested that he was personally in how my knee surgery was going to affect my life.
Today is the day to do it. Call Dr. Tim Lee Burton at Specialty Orthopedics, 275-5560, 275-5560, or go to sfspecialtyorthopedics.com.
Rush's Week in Review, Saturdays noon to 3. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9.
John Miller and Adam Scott are big names in the golf world, on the turf, and the golf stage. But they're big stuff here in Sioux Falls and in Fargo and who knows where else. These guys have really been right in the trail. Golf addiction provides so many opportunities for those to learn the game, play the game outdoors and indoors as well. We have John Miller with us this morning. John, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, gentlemen. How are you?
You know, the 4th of July is now in our rearview mirror, but you guys at 57th and Marion have had quite the summer, breaking new ground already. Kind of share.
Yeah, absolutely. So some fun things that we've been doing, I guess, for the summer. June was kind to us because it was wet, so we couldn't play on the golf course. So we're giving you that opportunity to come in and still play golf on those rainy days. You always kind of get that, you know, down feeling when you look at the radar and you have a tee time at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And there's a 50% chance of rain, and it looks like it's going to rain. Don't let that ruin your golf plan. Just give us a call. We'll book you in. And you can still come in, and we'll give you the chance to play at Pebble Beach now, which is pretty fun. Some other great things that we're doing. This coming Friday, we have a couples night that you can start doing, which is awesome. So you can take your significant other on a date, bring them down. You can get 2 hours of golf, a large pizza, and a pitcher of your favorite aiming oil, or a bottle of wine. For $50 total, it's about a $40 savings. That's a $90 value that we're going to give you for $50. So kind of a cool thing that you can come down and do. And then we have all sorts of other activities with Henry Griffiths, we fell in fit for Henry Griffith down at Golf Addiction. So if you want to try some new custom high-end clubs, come down, spend an hour and a half with Adam or myself, and then we'll get you fit and kind of show you what Henry Griffith has to offer in the club world.
Advantages of playing on a simulator, and you guys have 50 or so of those, and the results that Adam has shared that his handicap, and again, I don't always look at handicaps because people keep score a little different depending on where they want the handicap to be, but he's actually improved four or five shots since the simulator came into his life.
It does. So it changes kind of the way you look at your golf swing when you're on a simulator. We have a lot of guys that are taking advantage of our $50 a month 30-day membership. You can come in essentially for 30 days. You pay a one-time $50 fee. You come in as when you want, as much as you want. But what they're doing is they'll actually get on the simulator and they'll look at their head club speed and their launch angles and the actual ball rotation. So it tells you at how many RPMs that ball is spinning. So if you're wanting to hit that draw shot, you got to reduce the spin on the ball. If you want to hit a fade, you have to increase the spin on the ball or a cut. So it tells you and it teaches you all those things, and it also shows you at impact where your club face is. So in Adam's example, he changed a few things from going outside in to maybe coming a little bit more inside out on that ball. We also have a simulator bay with two high-speed cameras in it and balance plates, so you can actually watch, get a live feedback, and show yourself exactly what you're doing. That's all new technology, and it's crazy. If you come in and you spend a little time with us, Adam and I will even put you on the training swing and give you a few tips, hopefully to make you better, but actually get you equipped with everything that technology has to offer nowadays to make your game better.
And it's much more than golf. That's the other part of the marketing that you guys have done. You realize that maybe the Midwest had hunters. You had people that want to throw beanbags. You've got kids who want to come in. And you've kind of adapted to that marketplace as well.
We have. When the summer month comes around, we're realists, and I'd rather be outside golfing all day long if I have the time to do it. So we understand that outside golf is going to happen. So what we have, we have two simulators that have hunting on them now. So you can come in and do trap shooting, bear hunting, pheasant hunting, pop-up targets. Just something to give yourself and the family something to do for an hour, a couple hours, which is a blast. So now we have, I'm going to call it open. So the patio, we're going to say, is officially open. Adam and I have got all the railing and all the pavers up. We got a few lights we got to throw up on it. But we now have a patio that we put out on the east side of our building now. And if you're on the patio, you'll get half-price boulevards all day long. So if you want to have a tall boulevard on the patio, come out. You can sit on the patio and take a nice old ice cold refreshing boulevard as well, too. So, and then we also do bean bags on Thursday nights out on the patio and next to the patio, too. So it is. It's just a place where we want that different feel from not being a typical bar. If you come in, you can come with friends, have a nice sit-down conversation. It's never going to be overly packed, overly loud, and music will never be cranked. It's just a nice, relaxed atmosphere to come in and either watch the World Cup or watch some golf or do some bean bags.
He's John Miller. Golf Addiction. We've been talking to them for a year and a half now. Very great success story.
It's been a year and a half already?
It has been.
Wow.
Unbelievable. And of course,
that's nuts. Get it, Bill?
You get it, yeah. Okay. We had some nuts here. If you'd have been here, we'd have got your picture with it this morning.
Yeah.
Nutmobile. And your partner, Adam, is actually out doing some family things, three-on-three basketball coaching this morning.
Absolutely. So he's got four kiddos, so he's a busy man with kids and making sure that they're all where they need to be. And then he's a very active dad, so he does a lot of things with them as well too. So life does not slow down, unfortunately, the summer for us. I think it picks up with the activities of what the kids got to do. And you said there's nuts in there earlier. This is the unusual nut, other than just Dave Austin being in the shop.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah.
You kind of got the picture.
Yeah.
All right, time for your picks on the John Deere Classic. Wouldn't be a far piece away from some other territories that are familiar with you guys in Iowa. This one, of course, in Sylva, Illinois.
Absolutely. So we have, let me pull it up here. So we got our A players, and it's going to be Ryan Moore. We saw Ryan Moore down at the Masters, and the guy is he's a single player. You know, when he plays his practice round, he's kind of alone. He's a loner. He does things. He works on his game a lot. It's pretty cool. So we're hoping he's going to take all those practice rounds and put them into effect this weekend. Mr. Summer Hayes is going to be on the bench. B player Steve Sticker and Ted Potter Jr. is who we're going to put in. And then on the bench for B players, we have Stuart Sink and Kevin Spielman. And C players in John Senden and Mr. Nana, Kevin Nye, is going to be on the bench.
And if people want to make reservations or ask you questions, Johnny, how do they reach you?
You bet. Just give us a call at 605-274-8903. Website is golfaddiction.biz, B-I-Z.
Johnny Miller, Adam Scott, Golf Addiction. Good people. Glad to have you part of our business of golf.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Having done that, we need to talk a little bit about Comfort King this morning. I was telling the story Monday, having come back, and I kind of need to repeat it this morning. When you make a road trip and you leave your Comfort King bed, you find out how lucky you really are. It's not some $5 mattress you can buy on a weekend someplace. This is something that is very special. My wife, she took the bait. I told her that Comfort King was near the mall. She could find the mall. She found Comfort King. And with 8 different mattresses that she picked out, we narrowed it to 2. And we picked one that was the right hardness, the right design, had the zero gravity. She has a set of controllers. I have a set of controllers. And trust me, it has worked. And having spent a couple of nights at a Holiday Inn, great people, great places around the world, that mattress was too soft. And then we went to Mankato, spent the time with my daughter and her husband and the kids. That was too small. But guess what? My Comfort King was just right. I felt like the three bears.
Yeah, you kind of sound like one of those bears there, Bill. You even kind of look like one of those bears.
Some days, but I did shave today, so things are okay. Comfort King. Chris Larson can take care of you. Goodbye. Get your own fitting. Get your own set. It'll work. And Chris will join us on our Friday show. When we come back, we'll talk to Paul Daugherty, who had quite a story to tell yesterday. He'll have another one to tell today following Fox Business News. Welcome back to It's Your Business, the business of golf. Paul Daugherty, Golf Etc., joins us. He won the week, I think it was the Travelers, last week at West Virginia and the Greenbrier. He went from first to seventh. That should have a little ding to it, a little zing.
Ouch.
What happened?
I don't know. I have no excuse. I have no excuse, Bill.
Everybody would have picked Angel Cabrera, who has not won any events except for 2 majors.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised at the results on that event, but, you know, it happens.
You were on our show yesterday.
Yes.
We talked addiction recovery, told a great story.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate that. You were saying you're coming up to a year anniversary?
I'm coming up to my year anniversary at Golf Etc.
Right.
It was July 7th last year that I took over management of the store, and it's been a fabulous year.
Now, with Face It Together,
mm-hmm.
you guys, you and a guy by the name of Janza.
By the name of Dave Janza, yes.
Have a tournament that comes up Monday the 14th.
Monday the 14th at Keene Park. It's a scramble event. It's going to be a blast. It's to benefit Face It. Face It is moving their corporate offices here in Sioux Falls, and they need to raise a little bit of money. So we need some. We still have openings. So if you would like to put a team together, you can call the store, 361-8333. And we can get you signed up.
You know, we talk about all the things that you do. And one of those is checking the bag, checking the clubs. But I wouldn't say you had this planned. But quite by accident, you helped somebody that was in one of these circuit tournaments that was actually playing here, Okoboji, and then back here.
Yeah.
Tell what you did and how it all came about.
Well, it was last Friday. One of my customers from Baker's Crossing, the Dakota Tour is playing in local courses, local pro-ams around the Dakotas now for the next month or so. And one of my customers had sent me a text asking me if I could possibly shorten a putter and re-grip it and bend it for one of the pro players. This was like 8 o'clock Friday night. And I said, sure, let's get in touch with each other. And so I met the guy over at Golf Etc., did what needed to be done, and actually ended up changing out a shaft in his 3-wood in the process because he was talking about some problems he was having with his 3-wood. And went out to Baker's the next day. He was hitting the ball fantastic. He couldn't believe the difference it made. Since then, I've probably had a dozen of those pros in the store, getting little tweaks, little changes to things. It's just been a lot of fun working with the pros.
All right. So if you can work with the pros, you can work with the average person that's out there that says, I need a little tweak, need a little adjustment. It may be almost the 10th day of July, but, you know, the summer's still got a lot of playtime.
We've got a lot of playtime left. You know, the season is, you know, we're in the second half of the season. If you have something that needs to be changed in your equipment, it's nice to be able to go into a shop, get it done, get back out and be playing with that piece of equipment immediately. And that's what we do at Golf Etc.
The equipment you have, there are some things that people probably wouldn't believe unless they looked at it. What's the most common misbelief?
The most common belief is probably I am not good enough for custom fit equipment. What I typically tell people is, contrary to that, you're not good enough to not be playing custom fit equipment.
If you're going to invest so many hours.
You're going to invest so many hours. These top level players, they have such a tremendous feel for what is happening in that golf shaft and throughout their swing that they can make changes, you know, mid-swing to correct for equipment errors. Amateurs can't do that. They fight their equipment all the time. One of these pros that I had in the shop, I think it was on Saturday was the day. Any rate, he was absolutely in love with his driver. He thought it was fantastic. I noticed he was getting a little bit higher spin rate than he should have been, and I noticed his dispersion was probably a little bit more than it should have been for a player of that level. Switched out a shaft, put in one of my fitting shafts into his head, the head he was hitting with, increased his yardage 17 yards, decreased his dispersion pattern 33%. That's huge.
He's Paul Doherty, Golf Etc. How do they reach you if they need information?
361-8333 or stop in the store. We're on 41st Street in the shadows of O'Gorman across from Billions.
Now, you're a first alternate to something? What is that?
Well, the Pro-Am is going on at Westward Ho this weekend, and I am number one on the waiting list, so I've been told. So somebody has to back out.
So you're encouraging somebody to back out so you can play.
That'd be nice.
All right. This week is the John Deere at the Quad Cities.
Yes.
Not very far away. Your picks for the stop at Silvis, Illinois.
My A player, we're going to go with Charles Howell, and I'm going to put Rory on the bench.
That's Sabatini, not McIlroy.
That's Sabatini. I don't even think McIlroy's playing, is he?
He's not.
I didn't think so.
Most people would not think of Savvy.
Okay, well, I'm going to give him a chance.
There you go.
B player, Chris Kirk starting, Steve Stricker starting. Stuart Sink on the bench, Zach Johnson on the bench, and I'm going to have to watch those and probably do some moving around, I'm thinking. And I just have to put Davis Love in as my starting C player, just because I like to have somebody in there that's the same age as I am, and Chris Stroud.
Now, I have to laugh. Last week you were toying with John Daly. Daly was up there for a couple of days.
He was up there a little bit, yeah.
But I think he had a little party. Friday night?
Well,
Saturday, Sunday was...
That's John.
John Daly.
That's John.
Dave Scatero's been on the road. Dave is Project One, and we need to get to our next project when you can, too. I know you're trying to get that done.
I'm trying to get to it. We're going to have to wait till this Pro-Am stuff settles down a little.
Well, he took Sabatini as his A player to start.
Okay.
He's got Ryan Moore on the bench, and he's got Cedar Rapids' Zach Johnson, Kevin Streelman starting on the B. He's got a guy named Green, who I have no idea, with an E on the end, and Chris Kirk. And, of course, that's no different than our good friend Dr. Max, who threw out...
Captain Kirk.
Threw out, I can't remember who it was, and he put in Obama. And they,
yeah.
He threw out Tiger to get Obama, and he would have done just as well.
Right.
Okay. And then you got Stefani, who has had quite the season, and Kevin Na. A lot of people picking Na this week. We'll keep our fingers crossed to get you in. Good luck with the tournament on Monday the 14th.
Thank you.
Great cause. When we come back, we're going to talk with Randy Dierheim, a partner at Callaway's, Trey, Foley's, and Element. We're going to talk about life and golf, how it comes together.
Got your game. We are one score today.
One size does not fit all. Not in clothes, not in cars, and certainly not in golf clubs. Hi, this is Dave Austed from Austed's Golf, inviting you to get custom fit for your next clubs and see your game improve with every swing. We will look at club length, flex, loft and lie, even grip size to ensure you're swinging the best clubs for you. We use the same launch monitors you'll find on the PGA Tour, plus all the same brands. Titleist, Ping, Mizuno, Callaway, TaylorMade, Cobra, we have them all. Every player is different. Every swing is different. Don't be fooled by buying a standard club you'll find at a big box store. You won't be playing your best golf. The best part? Austed's custom fitting is free with your club purchase. So get fitted Austed's today and play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
Back at Advanta Mortgage with Jim Lowe. Jim, why should I use Advanta Mortgage?
At Advanta Mortgage, we specialize just in mortgage loans. At Advanta Mortgage, we process and underwrite our own loans here in Sioux Falls. We have loan officers on call 18 hours a day, 7 days a week. Our interest rates are very competitive.
Apply online at AdvantaMortgage.com, 275-2777, NMLS number 162-291. What is Advanta Mortgage's mission statement?
Advanta Mortgage emphasizes the highest professional standard of mortgage lending, priding ourselves on our integrity, honesty, character, and competency, knowledge, and communication. Advanta Mortgage has a passion for serving customers and will strive to become the strongest and best mortgage lender in the market.
Stop by our new location at 57th at the Bridges, 57th and Western, or call 275-2777. Take the first step. Visit us at AdvantaMortgage.com. Advanta Mortgage, mortgage bankers you can count on. An equal housing opportunity lender.
The Midday Commodities Report from Coima and Kamek. Weekday mornings at 11:30. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9.
Randy Dierheim joins us, Mr. Pinnacle, partnerships at Callaway's, Trey Foley's, and Elements on 8th. Randy, good to see you this
morning.
Good
to see you, Bill. What a remarkable summer day today. Boy, it's the best of everything.
And maybe you're going to play some golf?
I might. I'm going to sneak out, I think, around noon. It's a great time if you're trying to get on as a single. Get out before everybody else decides it's a nice day, too. So, yeah, I think I'm going to go play some golf today.
You're going to bring together life and the game of golf this week with a tribute to your founder, James Olson.
You know, in 2005, I was, you know, blessed to come across James Olson as we formed a partnership along with his son, Tim, which became Pinnacle Hospitality, which is Foley's, Callaway's, and Trey. And Jim had the vision in 1997 to build Callaway's, which at that time was on the edge of Sioux Falls. I remember going there as a guest going, you're basically in the country. That's not that long ago, but he really, really put his heart and soul into that property, and we've had a great run with that restaurant. But Jim was a incredible person. We lost him on Monday to viral pneumonia, and it's a sad day in our company, but we certainly look at his legacy, what he's left behind, the mark he's made on this community as a philanthropist and a person that's been really involved behind the scenes a lot. I always called Jim the Wizard of Oz because he was not a public person. He certainly had a huge impact on our company, a lot of it behind the scenes, a lot of it he would direct me to do what I did. I'm the handshaker in our company, and I'm happy to do that. But Jim and Tim both are private people, and I respect that. They're great family people. But clearly his impact on me personally was significant. I came out of corporate America after 21 years at Citibank and got into the business that I'm into now. I wouldn't change a thing. Jim was instrumental in the growth of our company, too, because as he acquired Foley's in 2005, which I was an initial partner in, and then we subsequently acquired Trey, and now we have the Elements relationship with the Hilton Garden Inn. So I was thinking of his legacy, you know, before I came to the show today, and much like Dave Austed or others that are small business employers, you know, we probably are impacting upwards of 1,000 lives just based off our employee base. We've got about 150 employees. And if you figure each one of them has a family and friends and associates, et cetera, and their well-being and their income is derived from their employment at Pinnacle Hospitality, clearly Jim Olson had a remarkable impact throughout the course of his career, but in particular in the hospitality industry here in Sioux Falls since 1997. His impact would have reached, you know, thousands of people. And naturally, we have tens of thousands of people that come through our properties every year that benefit from what he believed hospitality to be. So I'm just totally blessed to have him been a part of my life. I'm going to miss him, and I'm wishing his family the very best.
You have lots of employees that work with you. How do you take what he gave you and share with them so that their lives are better?
Well, it's a great question. First of all, the enthusiasm and the desire to help people and to be hospitable. You know, we named ourselves Pinnacle Hospitality because we wanted to be at the zenith, at the pinnacle of what good service was. And he always came back from trips. He retired to Hawaii, so good for him. He had a great life there. He'd always come back with a lot of great ideas that he'd seen at other properties and he'd want us to implement. It was up to Tim and I to carry that torch and implement it in our stores. But, you know, just the zeal and the zest. Hospitality industry, not unlike other retail businesses, is not easy. There's a lot of moving parts. Every customer has different demands, and they have different expectations. And we really work hard, a lot of it under Jim's tutelage, to just, you know, take each of those as individual transactions, put a smile on your face, be the best host that you can be on that particular evening, and have a very, very high standard. That's what he demanded of us.
Randy Dierheim, you know, as you talk about Jim, James Olson, it makes me wonder is sometimes when we visit with people, when we interview people, if maybe we should ask the question, who's had that kind of an influence on your life and why? And that might change the tone of how they would address you, how they might address the job. If you understand where you've been, helps to get where you want to go.
Absolutely. And I think those of us, and I'm 55, so I'm actually in the midway to 110. I'm actually slipping, you know, into the old age category here pretty soon. But I think one of the things that Jim Olson proved to me is that the generational gap and those of us that are in leadership positions now and those of us that will be in leadership positions in 15 or 20 years, there's a very high standard in this community. People like the Austed family, people the Olsons, go down the list of people that the Dunhams. Ironically, Don Dunham and Jim Olson were from the same small town, Elk Point, and have left a very lasting, you know, mark on this community. But the standard and the benchmark of excellence that these guys and ladies, the foundation they've set for our community is high, and we have to live up to that. It's a tough challenge, but it's one we're willing to undertake.
All right. This week, just a tractor pull away. John Deere at Sylva, Illinois, the TPC course. Angel Cabrera wins last week. People didn't expect that. What about this week?
Angel, you got to like Angel. He's kind of almost like the guy from Spain, you know, that smokes the cigars. They have the same kind of swagger. But I've got Kyle Stanley as my A player. I'm kind of taking a flyer on him. He seems to be getting his game together. Daniel Summerhays is on the bench. Jerry Kelly is a favorite. He always plays good at Silvis. He's from Wisconsin. He's got a big following. Kevin Strillman will be on the B players with him. Brandon DeYoung, I keep looking at him. He makes a lot of birdies. He doesn't always score well. And Chris Kirk is on the bench as a B player as well. And Kevin Na, I keep coming back to Kevin just for his steady Eddie play. And I've got Kevin Chappelle on my bench. So thinking again of Jim Olson, his family, my business partner Tim, his wife Heather, and the entire Olson family and what they're going through in these next couple days.
Randy Dierheim, thanks for sharing Jim's life with us.
Thank you.
When we come back, we'll talk about medicine and golf, how it affects life. Dr. Tim, Dr. Max on deck. For years, Hartford, South Dakota has been proclaimed with punch, we're on the edge of everything. Its citizens and community pride has put us in that proud position today.
Hi, I'm Lynn Aridinius, chair of the Hartford Area Chamber. Our business of the month is Medicap Pharmacy, Vince Riley. This modern pharmacy is just one of several professional services in Hartford. Volunteer of the month is Crystal Schroeder, a very, very, very German lady, a 10-year volunteer for the Hartford Library.
Hartford.
has everything you need. Sunshine Grocery, professional services, Great Life Golf, and the new WOW Entertainment and Fireside. And the Hartford Electronic Newspaper is at thehartfordnews.info. Hartford's a great place to live, work, and play. Click hartfordareachamber.com or call our development director for detailing.
Go ahead, Bill. It's that time again.
Hartford, South Dakota, on the edge of everything.
Do you feel like the system is stacked against you? Are insurance companies denying your workers' compensation claims? Is the process of applying for disability benefits confusing you? Are you drowning in paperwork and forms? Are you lost in the system? You're not alone. You need someone experienced to even the playing field.
I'm Tom Johnson of Johnson & Christensen Law Office. The system can seem to be stacked against you. Insurance companies, doctors, the government, they do this all the time, but to you, it's a once-a-lifetime experience. We understand this game. Visit SiouxFallsLaw.com or call 335-1778. For 35 years, I've helped people even the playing field, and most important, get what they deserve.
Need help with a disability claim or a work injury? There is a trusted place you can turn to. Visit SiouxFallsLaw.com or call 335-1778 at Johnson & Christensen Law Office. They're on your side. Call 335-1778 or go to SiouxFallsLaw.com.
Shouldn't you give the gift of great drinking water 365 days a year?
I'm Julene, and at Kinetico, we're making it even easier. We'll offer you up to $400 for your old softener with a purchase of a new cordless Kinetico softener. That's right, no electricity.
Visit Kinetico, 401 South Minnesota, call 339-3434, or go online at KineticoSiouxFalls.com. For soft water in the USA that's better for your hair, skin, or clothing,
it's Kinetico, Kinetico, Kinetico.
Do you know what that noise is? You're hearing people think out loud. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9, and Kello.com.
Dr. Max Reinecke, Reinecke Chiropractic, has 32 years or so of serving the community. Dr. Tim Lee Burton, specialty orthopedics, gets patient in and out, and actually won the Yahoo Business of Golf Fantasy last week. They get the honors of closing the show. Dr. Max, you've shared with us the last few weeks some pretty sound reasons for getting those listening to allow you to join their team.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good to see you. So you've got people that actually want to join. Maybe they haven't been to a chiropractor in a number of years. You've got some pretty good reasons that maybe they ought to consider.
Yes. For the listeners out there that haven't been to the chiropractor and think that, if I needed to go, someone would send me. Everyone would agree that we are all different. And one thing that a chiropractic examination does is takes each patient as an individual and looks for their exact problem and fixes it specifically rather than a one-size-fits-all medication. And that is why drugs don't all work the same on different people, and that's why the term side effect evolved, because we are all different, and we need to be treated specifically rather than generally.
32 years you've been in the business. You've got a wave that you talk about. I keep thinking it ought to be AARP, but it's not quite that.
Not quite. And shame on you for even making people think that. But
Shame on me.
Our ARP wave neurotherapy is a type of electrical therapy that very specifically gets to scar tissue buildup and addresses it in a way that no other therapy does. And when you have something that no one else has, you can do things that no one else can. That might seem a little bodacious, but for the listeners that have a problem that they think they have to live with, and like I was talking with Dr. Tim, someone that has gotten a surgical recommendation and is a little hesitant, you certainly don't have anything to lose spending a couple weeks to see if that problem can get taken care of or at least ameliorated a little bit with our ARP wave neurotherapy.
Dr. Tim Lee Burton, specialty orthopedics. You continue to share examples of getting people in and out in 24 hours. Not always the easiest thing to do in our busy culture in 2014.
Good morning, Bill. Yes, my patients to a man or woman, the patients that do come in, they notice a big difference with the way they're treated at Specialty Orthopedics more so than any other location. We don't treat people like a number. We treat people as if they're part of the family, like Dr. Max just said. We don't generalize patient care. We specifically treat each individual and look at more than just what their physical ailments are, but look at what's going on with the rest of their life.
Treatments cover what?
Well, I see patients for back pain, extremity pain, meaning shoulder, elbow, wrist, and hand. I see patients for knee pain, ankle pain, and you name it. Most of the time, people don't realize. Most of the time, just because you have to be seen, surgery usually is not the option. Usually there are things that can be done, whether it's physical therapy, chiropractic therapy, over-the-counter medications, or splinting, casting. So most of the time, you don't need to have surgery.
Both of you, Dr. Tim Lee Burton, Dr. Max Reinecke, if you will, share a success story as to what maybe the audience can identify with what you do and how well it's worked.
Well, I got a phone call from a local chiropractor, not Dr. Max, but he fell camping over the weekend and hurt his shoulder, and I was able to get him in this morning with a phone call just from yesterday, and we did x-rays, and his problem seems to be significant enough, and he believes his symptoms are significant enough that we're getting an MRI later today, and he'll have a diagnosis and an answer for whatever is bothering his shoulder tomorrow.
And he can go off with the rest of the summer in short order.
Absolutely, whether it's therapy, an injection, or anything else.
Dr. Max, how about you?
Before I get into my success, I would say that this particular chiropractor knew that it wasn't a chiropractic condition. He called Dr. Tim, and that is one thing that every chiropractor takes pride in, that if the condition looks like it's something out of their scope, they're going to make the appropriate referral. I guess my success story, I don't know if you talked with Paul or not, but he had a little foot problem and came in. He had a bad body part coming from a nerve root pressure, and after a couple adjustments to the fifth lumbar in his back, his foot is feeling better, and he feels like his swing is getting fuller.
And he's waiting to get into a pro-am this weekend. He's first alternate, so he must feel halfway cured.
Interestingly enough, he said that on his monitor yesterday, after his adjustment, he picked up about 5 or 6 miles an hour club head speed.
All right, that all makes sense to me. And this week, the golf stop, and we always talk a little bit about that. Dr. Tim, you're defending champion this week. He hands me a small slip of paper, and I could read the writing of a doctor, which was good. So you're improving in a lot of orders if I can do that. And you went up the list from 6th to 1st this week.
I got lucky. I was busy playing in the pro-am out at Baker Crossing over the weekend, and I didn't diligently, like I tried to do, look at the leaderboards and look at my picks, but it worked out in the end. So hopefully the same thing will happen this week. I have Charles Howell as my ace starter with Ryan Moore on the bench. I have Jordan Spieth, who won this event last year, as a B starter with Zach Johnson, who's due, as the other starter. And then I have Steve Stricker, who seems to play well even if he only plays 10 times a year, and Jerry Kelly, who seems to play well, especially in the Midwest, upper Midwest. Harris English, I've picked him multiple times this year, and he's never come through for me, so I'm going to give him a last shot. And then I have Boo Weekly on the bench.
Guardian Angel always helps Dr. Max out. Let's see what we have picked from heaven above this time.
Russ Henley as my A team, Ryan Moore on the bench. B teamers, Chris Kirk, Steve Stricker, Zach Johnson, Jordan Spieth on the bench. C player, Harris English with Chris Stroud on the bench.
And the host this week, who was third in the week, I've got Ryan Moore. He's due. Daniel Summerhays has done well in this tournament in the past. I've got Steve Stricker and Zach Johnson starting the Cedar Rapids and the Madison connection. On the bench, I've got Spieth and Jerry Kelly. Harris English, I agree with that. He is due. He should do well this week. And I've got John Senden. Gentlemen, we appreciate what you do. And for those that are listening today, how can they reach you?
335-0880, Reinecke Chiropractic.
Specialty Orthopedics, 275-5560.
Gentlemen, we appreciate you being here. The business of golf gets bigger all the time. Whether you're seeing Dr. Tim, Dr. Max, you're listening to Dave Austed, who was with a couple of nuts this morning with the Nutmobile that came by. Our friend Paul Doherty, who's got a golf tournament coming up. John Miller from Golf Addiction. And Randy Dierheim, who talked about the life of his founder of the company, James Olson. All a part of the business of golf, from life to death. And we hope that you will enjoy life a day at a time. For now, our time's up. Thank you for yours.